Welcome to Hot Weekly.
Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the haunted attraction, haunted entertainment community. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And happy Monday once again, or whenever you choose to listen to this. I hope your haunt season is going well. I know many of you are preparing to open, probably.
And some people opened this past
week. Some people opened this past week. Crazy bastards.
Yes, that's a very long season.
Crazy bastards and Halloween HHN over at Universal Studios. Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. Best of names for people who open this weekend.
Yes.
But yes, hope your season is going well. I know a lot of haunts are planning on opening next weekend, definitely. Slightly less crazy bastards.
Yes, you didn't even get to the conference reminders before throwing out the PG-13 or whatever rating that we...
I don't know. We don't really have a rating. Believe me, if we had a rating, it'd be one star.
Yeah.
Half star, that's our rating.
Anyway,
what the hell is that talking about? Oh yeah, we're Haunt Weekly, blah blah blah.
You're talking about crazy bastards.
Yeah, apparently. Not crazy bastards, B-S-T-I-D-S. Okay. Slightly different.
Oh, okay.
But yes, we are Haunt Weekly. We're at hauntweekly.com. We're Haunt Weekly on Facebook and Twitter. Please follow and subscribe to us there. tinyurl.com/hauntweekly will take you to our YouTube channel. You can subscribe to us there, get the updates at the same time as all the other places, which includes iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever else finer podcasts are distributed. You will find us too. Somehow, they keep letting us in.
Yes.
There's been no explanation for that. All right, we've got a lot to go over this week. This is the Halloween Retail 2018 special.
It is.
And by special, I mean it's not really that special. It's just an episode that we're talking about retail for Halloween.
It's something we started last year, so we figured we may as well do it again.
Well, you know, we're not very perfect. We did it in episode 95 last year, which means it was 51 weeks ago we did it.
Right.
So, you know, it should have been 52.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's close enough.
Yeah.
But first thing is first, let's get our obligatory conference reminders out of the way. Are you ready to get this candle started?
Yes.
I believe I start this week.
You do.
All right. Well, coming up first, September 29th in Houston, Texas, at Scary Dad's Haunted Halloween Show at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Brook Hollow. Tons of vendors. There are still a few vendor spots available, last I heard, hosted by the Scary Dad Podcast. NightmareRetreat.com for more details.
Okay, then September 29th.
Same day.
Arizona Haunts Haunted Swap Meet in Phoenix, Arizona, at the northeast corner of Earl Drive and 15th Avenue. Hosted by the AZ Haunters Forum, azhaunters.com. Go to their calendar for the info.
Yes. Then, following that, a group that kindly gave us a very nice link back and a mention on their Facebook page recently.
Yes.
Dark History and Horror Con in Champaign, Illinois, November 9th and 10th at the Garden Hotel Urbana. Tickets is $20 for the weekend or $10 per day. Includes a film festival. DHHCon.com for more.
Okay. November 9th and 10th.
After season.
After season. It is Legendary Haunt Tour. Salt Lake City, Utah. It'll be at the Holiday Inn Express, and they will be touring Nightmare on 13th and Fear Factory, among others. LegendaryHauntTour.com to find out what those others are.
Yes, they will be adding, I'm sure, many more tours as they go along.
Yes.
Because it is the Legendary Haunt Tour, not the, oh, we just hit a couple of haunts haunt tour.
Yes.
As we'll be discussing in just a minute. We got an announcement here that's related to haunt tours and touring haunts.
Yes, but that's going to be an excellent trip. And yes, could be legendary in its own right.
Yes, I believe it will be. Okay, but after that, January 25th through the 27th, right here in New Orleans, Louisiana, it's HauntCon / Halloween and Party Expo at the Ernest Memorial Convention Center. We'll be featuring us in some capacity. What capacity? Like hell we know. We're figuring that out after season.
Yeah.
Learn more details at HauntCon.com.
Okay, February 23rd and 24th, it's Haunt X, the Haunters DIY Expo in Pomona, California. It'll be at the Fairplex. Not a lot of info right now, but when it becomes available, you can find out at HauntX.com.
All right. that's all we have for right now. Other haunts are still at other conferences are still adding their details. We will extend the list as we get more information. But yes, before we kick off our retail overview for 2018, we have a major, major announcement.
Yes.
October 5th and 6th, coming up in just a few weeks, realistically.
Yeah, I know.
It's like 1, 2, 3 weeks away.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, we have a lot to do between now and then.
Got it. Okay, podcast over. We got to go work.
Yeah.
Bye. But seriously, October 5th and 6th, we will be joining Jake's Palace on the Lost Souls bus tour in Chicago, Illinois. Mm-hmm. We're getting out of our cave for a weekend, it seems.
Yes.
Yeah, we are so excited. This is going to be an amazing tour. We're going to be meeting Brewster Bonesaw for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Really, really excited about that. And we'll also be touring 6 haunted attractions in the Chicago area in just 2 nights.
Yes.
It's going to be great. And the thing about this tour and the reason we're so excited about it is that this is better than VIP access for these haunts.
Right.
Basically, you get a bus. The bus takes you to the haunts. You
right.
go around to the haunts. And basically, the bus pulls up. You go right into the haunt.
Yes. And there is entertainment and things on the bus also.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
not only
mostly,
will you have Brewster Bonesaw
exactly.
entertaining the ever-living crap out of you, I can only imagine how that's going to be.
It's, yeah.
But the bus will have a full bar in the back.
Yes.
The bus driver is your designated driver for the
yes.
evening. And this is a really dangerous idea.
It is.
Anybody who knows me knows this may not be the wisest idea. Oh, man. But yeah, this is going to be great. The haunts will be touring, and there's two weekends for it.
Correct.
We're doing the 5th and 6th weekend. The 12th and 13th is also a tour weekend. You can definitely go there, too. But
yes.
if you want to see us, it's the 5th and 6th.
You want to come with us.
If you want to come with us. Then don't lie. You want to come with us. You like us. I think we just sold all the tickets on the 12th and the 13th.
I know.
Screw them. We're getting rid of these assholes. But yes, the haunts that will be touring will be including the Dead Rising, Midnight Terror, and Hell's Gate, a haunt we've covered multiple times
right.
on this podcast. And then on the 6th, we'll be doing Basement of the Dead, Statesville Prison, and Evil Intentions.
Yes.
And what's really, really cool about the last three, the Saturday tour, I'm sorry, what's up?
Go ahead.
Is that they are... HauntedHouseChicago.com top 3 rated haunts. You know, we all have our, I guess like the local haunt list, like that one, I kind of put some stock in.
Yeah.
So I'm dying to see this one.
Right.
We're talking about those national best yeah. of the country on blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah. They're kind of meh.
Yes. And also with the Hell's Gate tour, we are getting a lights on tour as well.
Yes.
So we will see it at its, you know, running capacity that normal, everyday customers see it, although I'm pretty sure it'll be special for us. Not just us, but for the tour.
Tour.
Yes.
I was like, they're not throwing open. I guess Haunt Weekly let them in.
No.
It's not that.
No.
Special for the tour.
But the lights on tour that that normal customers don't get to see.
For those playing along, it only took about 8 minutes.
Yes. Will be, you know, very cool.
It'll be very cool. Sorry, 9 minutes to lose the plot
yes.
for a second. But yeah, I am so excited about this whole tour. And the gift comparison, when we did our Atlanta trip last year, we allotted ourselves one out of town trip per year.
Right.
We saw more haunts than we saw 9 haunts.
Right.
But we did it over 4 nights.
Right. And there was only one large nationally recognized haunt on that list.
Yeah.
Most of them were small.
But it was,
which is why we were able to get a lot of them in.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though. I had an incredible time in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm going to have an incredible time on this one.
Yeah.
I'm silly excited. We've already booked our plane tickets. We're going to get a preview of haunted attractions as we fly Spirit Airlines.
Right. That is very appropriate for our...
Get the terror started early. Fly Spirit!
Yeah.
We'll be flying
Such
Spirit.
Such a great salesman.
You should hear my pitch for LASIK.
I know. I have. Anyway.
You want to hear some horror, I'll give you that spiel
so,
later. But yeah,
if you want to join us,
yes.
go to LostSoulsChicago.com
yes.
and buy your tickets.
Yes.
Because we want to see you. We want to meet
buy
you.
A 1 night, a 2 night, a 3 night, or 4 nights if you're feeling really baller.
Yes, and there are specials the more nights you buy.
It gets cheaper the more nights you buy.
Yes.
But yeah, seriously, I am so excited about this. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Japes, for putting this on.
Yes.
And thank you, Japes, for also helping us make the arrangements and
telling us where we should stay.
Yeah, basically, this would not have happened without Japes.
Yeah.
Japes' guidance, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Because, dear Jesus, we know we're not very good at travel.
Yes. And if you are in the area, we will have some free time during the days, on the days of the bus tour, and on that Sunday.
Especially Saturday during the day.
Yes.
And Sunday, we actually are going to be there pretty much the whole day. We're leaving early Monday morning.
Right.
And then we got to get home and take care of some family stuff here.
Right.
And we'll probably be pre-recording that episode. We haven't even really talked about what the hell we're doing with that Haunt Weekly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, if we sit next to each other on the Spirit flight, we can record in mid-flight.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Don't think that's a good idea.
No. But anyway, those 2 weeks, we may be a little bit late, at least getting it out on Monday.
Yeah, but we will do what we can. We're either going to pre-record or we might be late. Be patient with us either way.
Yeah.
God, if you're in the Chicago area or want to visit the Chicago area, join us.
Yeah.
This is going to be awesome. We're going to have a great time.
Yes.
All right. I think that's all we needed to do there.
Okay.
We'll do that again next week and every week until we're done. I'm sure we'll do something similar. But we're so excited about this. It's literally been all we can talk about.
Yeah, well, and we've been talking about it for a year. We've been saying that we want to try to go, and now it's happening. So
yeah, and like I said, without Japes' guidance on where to stay and how to get it there and all that, I don't think it would have happened. So thank you so much for holding our hand through this process, Japes. It's much appreciated. All right. But it's that time of year. I know I say that every week this time of year.
Yeah.
But it's like there's a groundhog here. It's like the damn groundhog in February. If Spirit sees its shadow, we get 2 extra weeks of Halloween.
Yeah.
It's really weird. It's like the Groundhog Day is when Spirit's open right around Labor Day.
Right.
And by the way, I don't think it saw its shadow this year. So sorry, Halloween's the 31st. Sorry, guys.
I don't know. I've seen a couple of haunts that are staying open later because Halloween's falling in the
Wednesday,
middle of the week. Yeah. Yeah. Stupid day. It's a stupid day for Halloween.
You know, we get mad whenever, like, cities try, we're moving trick-or-treating, screw this Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
It never works.
It doesn't. I think we've actually talked about that.
We've talked about it. It never works. New Orleans tried it. That just meant we have assholes showing up at our tours 2 nights for candy.
Yeah,
exactly. That's all it means. It never works. And besides, most trick-or-treating part happens earlier, and it's not really a big deal if it's a school night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, for haunted attractions, it does kind of bonus a little bit. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
We'll come back around to that. But all across the country, the Spirits are open. Retail stores have their Halloween sections out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we've done all we can in our area.
Yeah.
We have a few that are outside the area we haven't made it to yet. We'll cover one.
Yeah, there's a couple that we haven't
been able to make it to for various reasons. But yeah, we've done what we can, and now as we did in episode 95, we're going to do a wrap-up and discuss what's at the stores and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's really what this is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, episode 95, definitely go back and listen to the first portion of that. We're not going to repeat everything in there. Mm. We did a whole bunch of, like, general stuff about Halloween as a commercial holiday, talked about our views on the commercialization of Halloween. And a few interesting factoids, like, hey, Halloween is not the second biggest commercial holiday of the year. It's actually the 7th.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crappy, honestly. Made me feel kind of bad. But, yeah, it's still worth over $7 billion. It's not like it's chump change.
No.
It's just apparently it goes behind back to school, which is why stores are hanging on to back to school longer than you might expect.
Yeah.
Hint, Walmart, the kids have been back to school for a while.
Yeah, I know.
We're recording this on the 15th of September. Anyways, neither here nor there. But check out that episode for some of that more general background stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a few quick rules. We can only discuss the stores in our area.
Yeah.
Your mileage may vary. We know, like, especially like Walmart and so forth, individual Walmarts often vary quite wildly.
Yeah.
Like, there's one Walmart just across the river, which is conveniently located near New Orleans Nightmare House, the former location of the House of Shock, where they always have a baller Halloween section. We need it. We haven't been by there.
Right.
We've been by the area Walmarts.
Right. The one close to us.
Yeah, the one close to us and one further afield, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get into that in just a minute. So, your mileage may vary depending upon how the stores are in your particular area. Also, we're not going to do craft stores like Michael's or Hobby Lobby.
Or Joann's.
Or Joann's. Even though, actually, Joann's had some pretty fun stuff.
Well, so does Michael's. They both have fun things, but they're not really haunted house related.
Yeah.
But they're great if you like spooky things in your home.
Yeah, and I gotta say, I still love the Lee Max miniatures at Michael's.
Yeah.
Those are just... We actually have a few of those floating around here. So, yeah, we love those. Those are completely cool and kick-ass. But, yeah, we're looking at... And also, finally, we're looking at this as both haunters and Halloween lovers.
Mm-hmm.
So the items we're kind of thinking about, both in terms of things to put in the haunt or the yard display.
Right.
And things to put in our office.
Yeah.
Namely, Crystal's office.
Yes.
You know... So, yeah, so what are the things that you might want to get from the various places? Well, we got to start off with the big dog.
Yeah.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Now, last time around, we talked at great length about our mixed feelings with regards to Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely have plenty of those to go around. I'll say this right off the bat. I love the way they are members of the haunt communities in every town they're in.
Right.
I really do appreciate that. Every spirit, at least locally, and the spirits when I've traveled and visited spirits mm-hmm. elsewhere, it's been the same deal. They always have flyers and always are helping promote area haunted attractions
mm-hmm.
and other Halloween-related events.
Right.
I love them so much for that. They don't have to do it, but they do it, and it makes it kind of a hub for haunted houses and haunt promotion.
Yeah.
And it's been great for us because one of the key functions of Spirit is that's where we've learned about some haunted attractions.
Exactly.
There have been a few that, you know, I would like to think in the New Orleans haunt community there's enough people that pass us along information that we would hear when a new haunt opens. Not always the case.
No.
No. Sometimes we've been to Spirit like, who the hell are these people?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's happened a few times.
It has.
But that being said, you know, Spirit comes with a weird other set of problems because, yeah, the props are overpriced and usually not very good quality. Nothing, we bought some Spirit stuff early on. Like,
right.
And by early on now, it's like 13 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And none of it really lasted.
Well, and I think that the ones we bought 13 years ago were better built than the ones that we bought last year.
Yeah.
Because we bought one after Halloween prop last year, and it was broken out of the box when we got it home.
Yeah, and that really sucks when you buy stuff on November 1st and it's broken out of the box because there's just no returns.
Yeah.
It was the talking skeletons, what you're thinking.
Exactly.
I just wanted to have some fun with it. I really wasn't looking to use it. It was just going to be like a gag. We were going to have some fun with it, maybe using some of the videos we were doing or whatever. And, it was broken out of the box, the bastards.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like the connectors weren't connected quite right because I tore apart the skull.
Yeah, we took it apart, and looked, and there were some electronics issues that were beyond our repair. But it feels like with Spirit, everything carries what we call the Spirit tax.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of like... So, I look at Spirit the same way that I look at, the tool place where we don't buy anything with moving parts.
Oh, Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight. Thank you. I'm like, I just had it. And then I started talking and it went away. It's like,
just like Harbor Freight tools.
Exactly.
You start talking at it wrong. It goes away.
Exactly. But that's basically my rule for buying anything in Spirit is buy things that don't have moving parts, but will still look good.
Yeah, but even some of the static props we bought ended up not looking very good. My advice there, binding a spirit, is take it out of the bleeping box.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And look at it out of the box before you buy it, because we made that mistake a few times. And don't buy Spirit online.
Yeah.
For that very reason.
Yeah.
But all these problems aside, sweet God, are we always so excited when we see it coming every year. It's like we say, it's the groundhog. It's how you know that... It's how you know that things are, the season's coming, you know? It's always amazing for us. And I gotta say, the inside decorations this year at Spirit are really cool.
Yeah, we still have to go back and see the little tunnel that they were still setting up because we were there like the first day it opened.
Yeah, we're like pressing our face against the glass. It's opening!
It's like, you know, I really need to go to Home Depot, like, today. Because our spirit is in the same parking lot.
Well, that's just we find, like, all these ridiculous excuses to go to Home Depot. We need screws. Oh, we have, like, 10 buckets. No, we need, like, specific size screws we don't have. And we need them Phillips head. We have all Torx. We're finding ridiculous, pointless reasons to go to Home Depot. And then we're driving by, like, looking in the parking lot to see if that spirit's open.
Yeah.
God, we do that every year. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they did have two separate scenes. One had a windmill, like, farm-themed.
Right.
That was up front in ours.
Yeah.
And then they had one in the back that was more of the animatronics display. That was centered around, like, a porch and an old haunted house type thing.
Right.
And it even had a little mini haunted tunnel, you're talking about, inside it, where you would go inside and there was a laser tunnel with fog and things.
Right.
And they had a prop in there. It, you know, it's really interesting. That's probably the... I think that's probably the most ambitious display they've had as a spirit I've seen.
I'd agree with that.
In terms of, like, size and scope.
Yeah. There was one year that they had the pipes with the fogger hooked up.
Yeah.
That was ambitious for them then, but I think this is bigger.
I think in terms of just sheer scope, cause it's like a two-story display with inside. And
Yeah,
it's just more ambitious. Now, interestingly, everyone talks about wanting to buy Spirits displays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, for the first time that I can recall, they are actively advertising their in-store displays as being for sale.
Yeah.
They literally, like, you go in and there are price sheets for how much all bits and bobs cost. Now, I don't know, and this is something I didn't ask, if you're buying the actual store display when you do that.
Right, or if they have extras.
Or if they have extras and they're not going to sell you the kit.
Yeah.
That's not clear. But, yeah, they're actually advertising it.
I guess they were able to sell enough after, you know, on that November 1st sales, because that's when they normally started selling them.
Yeah, normally, and then you go in and there's like a post-it note on there with the price.
Sold.
Yeah, usually the post-it note does say sold.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting they're doing that now, literally from opening.
Mm-hmm.
We were there the day or the day after they opened.
Right.
So, yeah, it's really, really interesting that they're doing that. Sadly, all the displays are cardboard.
Yeah.
That laminated cardboard. That, I mean, it's got to be indoor use only.
Yeah, so it might be good for an indoor queue line or a party.
Yeah, a party. It's not going to survive anyone actually getting scared, like, within 10 feet of it.
No.
Yeah, it looks pretty, the actual look is pretty good.
Yeah.
And the prices, honestly, are not that bad, considering the size of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's not, you fart in the wrong direction, they're probably coming down.
Yeah.
I mean,
except maybe the windmill. Cause.
The windmill actually did have some metal components to it, but everything else looked like a stiff breeze would take it right down. You know what I mean? As far as Spirit itself, real big push into clowns this year.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise, right?
Yep.
All the new props, in fact, if you can check this yourself, you can go to spirithalloween.com and, you know, support their animatronics and props by new. And it's like clown central when you do that.
It is.
It's really amazing how many new clown props they came up with. And I was like, we're doing it stuff, but we're not.
Yeah.
I think they do have one actual Pennywise prop, but most of this stuff's like, yeah, how can we like capitalize on it without paying a license fee? is what it feels like. And it's kind of lame, honestly.
Well, they do that with...
Every big thing, I know. But it's weird for me, because like I said, I love it, for the record. I want to say I do love it. But I've never felt the impact of clowns in haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think clowns are one of those things, you either have that phobia, or you don't. It ain't my tick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It just ain't mine. I grew up watching Bozo, man. It's like... Clowns are silly. I didn't, you can make your clowns look scarier, but they're still clowns to me.
Right.
Anyway. Now, one thing I did find interesting is that they are selling a multi-prop remote that can activate four different props.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually pretty cool. I don't think Spirits ever sold anything that advanced. They've sold the pressure pads before, which are crap.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you want pressure pads, you'd even be better off getting the Harbor Freight pressure pads. At least they're bigger.
They are bigger, but they're still a problem.
Once again, a stiff breeze can take them out.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're selling a multi-prop remote, which I thought was kind of cool. I could see situations that might be useful.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, if you're controlling multiple props, you probably are already doing Arduinos and Raspberry Pis and things, and that's just, you know, duplicative effort. But if you need to control multiple props and don't want to get into programming, it's about the same price as an Arduino computer. It's, I think, $60.
Yeah.
So an Arduino setup would be in that ballpark, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Other than that, it's the standard Spirit Fair. If you've ever been to Spirit, you kind of know what to expect. Lots of costumes. There's a lot of licensed costumes in particular. The usual mix of overpriced props and animatronics and just a lot of the kitschy merchandise up front. The pins, the magnets, and we buy one of the support Halloween magnets every year.
Yes.
The back of our car now has three.
Yes.
Every year that we've seen them,
uh-huh.
I don't know how long they've been selling them, but as long as we've been seeing them, we've been buying them.
Yeah.
And we buy one every year, we put it on the car, and just keep adding to the damn collection of these, and eventually the backside of our car is going to be nothing but support Halloween magnets.
It's going to be so heavy that it won't be able to drive for New Orleans streets because all the magnets.
Oh, God, we might have to find a new place to put those.
Yeah.
Think of that angle. Got to warn you guys, though, the prices on lights and skeletons and sort of the stock and trade are really high. That Spirit tax is really, really high this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always high, but it's really high this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I got to say, I feel bad for our Spirit.
Right.
Being across the parking lot from Home Depot, like literally a short walk between the two. It's not even that big of a parking lot.
No.
Yeah, not it. Now, we'll get to Home Depot in a minute.
Yeah.
And you'll see why.
Yeah.
No, I feel a little bad. Don't know why they keep putting it there. They keep doing it.
Yeah.
Year after year. So there is other vacant property. The Toys R Us closed down. Just down the damned road.
Yeah, but that is further down. And it does feel a lot further away.
And it's not on the expressway and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Fine. But there's other abandoned property too. I'm just saying.
Yeah. There's plenty of places.
All right.
There's the Hancock's that closed down.
Yeah, there is. Hancock Fabrics that closed down right there. Right across the street, pretty much.
Yeah. That would have maybe been an improvement.
Would have been about the right size.
Yeah.
Anyways, next up is Party City, a.k.a. Halloween City. Okay, Halloween City, I know, is a separate thing put on by Party City, but you get a lot of the same merch if you walk into a Party City versus a Halloween City. The Halloween City is obviously bigger and more expansive.
Yeah, we don't have one in this area.
Not one anywhere near us. The nearest one, in fact, the only one in the entire southeast Louisiana region is way out in Metairie from us.
Oh, okay.
It's not that bad.
I didn't think we had a Halloween
City
here.
We do, actually. We have a Halloween City / Toy City. Party City is getting a little cray with its marketing here.
Yeah, we may have to check it out.
We will check it out, but we've just not been in that area at any point. So what I did there is I looked at the online store, which looked fairly complete for their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I gotta say, as usual for Party City, a lot of gray masks. I mean, they have masks that range in quality from the cheap and the kid-friendly ones, all the way up to the damn near, you know, movie quality masks.
Yeah.
And now I've gotta say, there's the Party City tax on those.
Obviously.
But if you're looking to drop that amount of money on a mask, it might not be a bad place to start to avoid having to get it shipped.
Right.
Because that's the thing. It's like the Party City tax on masks makes sense because the alternative is often having to get something shipped at great cost over great distance.
Mm-hmm.
Where with the Spirit tax, the things you're dealing with is stuff you can literally walk across the parking lot and buy at Home Depot.
Yeah.
So they got a lot of really great masks and some costume bits and bobs. I definitely love their costume selection. They do have similar props and prop prices to Spirit. In fact, they even have some of the same items, like the swing that swings by itself.
Right.
And one on bats at both. And there's a few other things. They have a real kink for creepy dolls this year, which Spirit did that like 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
And now Party City's doing it, and it's like, I just hate this research, basically, is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
It's not like a phobia for me. It just makes me uncomfortable. It's ill at ease. It's like a churning in the stomach thing.
Yeah.
It's not like I gotta flee and run away. It's just like, ugh. Really? Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Hmm. I don't know. We'll go check it out when we are in Metairie. We didn't see a reason to make a special trip. May stop in later, like I said. But yeah, honestly, the selection didn't really excite me that much, mm-hmm. other than the masks. And frankly, my past experiences with Party City make me want to not go out of my way to go to a Party City.
Right. And the only reason we buy masks anymore is for props, because for our actors, it's much more comfortable just to wear makeup.
Yeah, I'm the only moron that wears a mask.
I know.
And it sucks so hard.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And I wear a fairly comfortable, well-fitting mask.
Right.
I mean, I really do. It's a pretty high-end mask. Mm-hmm. And it does fit very well. It fits me very well, which is impressive with my big-ass head.
Yeah.
My god, I don't know how I fit in anything. Because one-size-fit-all hats don't fit me.
Yeah.
One size fits all, except that bastard.
Yeah.
Except that moron. He doesn't get a hat. Screw him. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong. Apparently I'm like the doctor pulled too hard when I was coming out or something. And I've got this weird misshapen head.
I'm sure that's exactly how that happened.
Yeah, got the clamps too tight or something.
We're in science here.
It's science. Just how it works. But yeah. It just frustrates me, though, that they aren't better members of the haunt community.
Yeah.
At least when times we've been in the past. Maybe it's changed. Maybe it's changed and I'm wrong.
I don't think so.
But every time we've been to a Party City or Halloween City in the past, they've not been willing to take flyers. They've not been willing to participate in any kind of, even an exchange of flyers.
Right.
It's just, yeah, they don't want to be, they just don't want to do that. It's always talk to corporate, and corporate don't care. So, yeah, screw that.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is Home Depot. And Home Depot has become the place to shop for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's gotten kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
It started with that horse skeleton, I think, 2 years ago.
Yes.
And it's just, they've escalated every year. It was the dragon skeleton last year. And now wasn't it?
No, it was the horse and the miniature horse and the dinosaurs.
Oh, the dinosaurs last year. That's right. That's what I was thinking. And this year, it's the goddamn dragon.
Yes.
It's the $300 dragon.
Yes. And you've seen this all over the Haunters groups.
You've seen this everywhere on Facebook and whatnot. And I gotta say, having been at Home Depot when they had the display up, it looked freaking gorgeous.
Yeah. I was surprised that it was hard plastic, because you couldn't tell that in the videos that people had been posting. But yeah, it looks pretty durable.
Looks really good, but apparently, at least according to
a few people,
there have been some quality control issues,
right?
If you will, one person apparently bought and returned three.
Yeah.
Which is not a good sign.
No.
Still, they sold out at our store. Mm-hmm. Sold every single one. In fact, they even tore the display down. We were back there today,
mm-hmm.
buying some stuff for the yard, and we noticed it was gone.
Yeah.
And it had only been there for like 2 weeks tops.
Mm-hmm.
It had only been up. So if you were looking for an in-store Home Depot dragon, you're probably SOL. I would check online.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. They do have the best prices on human skeletons.
Yes, they do.
And you do have a lot of them.
Yes.
Supposable potent-state skeletons, $25.
That's half the price of everywhere else.
Spirit, selling it for $50. I think the other best place we found was Walmart had them for $35.
Yeah.
But
still, that's $10
more. Yeah, when they're trouncing Walmart on the price of these. And they are trouncing them. Yeah, pretty cool. And they also have amazing selection and prices on projection and other lights, too.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they're probably going to become our go-to place for lights now for reasons we're going to discuss in a minute.
Yes. And they also have cool things for your home and office.
Yeah.
The carousel is very popular right now. The Ferris wheel is also really
good. The Ferris wheel is really good.
So, that's it.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff there. They also have a lot of stuff for the yard decor, too. Inflatables.
Mm-hmm.
The controversial arch.
Yeah. The arch looks like shit. Say it.
There's an allegation, and I don't really know too much about the veracity.
I think it's just a joke.
It may be just a joke, but whether it's a joke or a serious accusation, it's hard to say sometimes in this community.
Yeah.
But there was an accusation that the arch was an imitation of something created by a haunter.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, if you're that haunter, you have nothing to fear.
No.
Having seen it out of the box, it looks like shit.
Yeah, it does.
Yours is way better.
It is.
I can guarantee you yours is way better.
Yes.
I haven't even seen yours. I'll say that sight unseen. Yours is better.
I've seen both. Yours is better.
I haven't seen both. Yours is better. But they also have, like I said, a good selection of flame lights and even a small selection of animatronics. Usually these are the people ones that are standing.
Right.
It seems mostly geared toward parties and like trick-or-treating rather than haunty stuff. But yeah, it's still very, very cool. And like I said, it's kind of funny for us because Spirit is across the parking lot. And yeah, there have been a couple of times in the past where we bought stuff at Spirit, went to Home Depot to do the actual reason we were probably in that parking lot anyways.
Yeah.
And then saw the exact same stuff cheaper and just returned the stuff at Spirit.
Yeah.
But eventually we just learned, shop Home Depot first.
Yeah, exactly.
They also
have the giant werewolf.
Oh God, yes, the giant werewolf. How do we forget that? That looks pretty cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an actual human-sized werewolf.
Yeah.
Slightly bigger, even.
No, it's a huge thing.
It's a huge thing. It's a very big werewolf. It's very, very cool.
Yeah.
And they also have a lot of consumables, too, by the way, and good pricing, like fog juice and things like that, and some bulbs. Good place to check out.
Still go to Froggy's, but...
Yeah, Froggy's Fog, obviously, but if you need a quick pick-up, right, immediately, it's not a bad place.
Yeah.
All in all, pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Lowe's. They actually were the first ones to put up their display.
Between Lowe's and Home Depot, yes.
Yes. Well, At Home had done, obviously, as a nearly year-round Halloween thing.
Right.
But, yeah, Lowe's was the first one to have their special seasonal Halloween section up that I think I recall. Mm-hmm. Sadly, not as broad or as deep as Home Depot's, though. They had a very large selection, like tabletop props, like radios and TVs and telephones.
Yeah,
and
there were some things that I was really tempted to buy, but not anything that made me pull out my money.
Yeah, and the problem, I think, was the price never seemed right.
Yeah, the price didn't seem right. I really liked the ballerina for my office, but she was like dressed like Harley Quinn, so it didn't really work for me.
But, yeah, and the things that were really cool, like I do like the radio and the TV props they have.
Yeah.
The price just isn't as good, and they have similar things at Big Lots for cheaper.
Right.
Now they did have a very large selection of inflatables.
Yes.
So if you're into that, I'm not going to judge you because I want you to listen to my podcast. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
I think it looks terrible, but you know, to each their own. But, yeah, they did have a fortune teller animatronic that I thought was pretty cool looking. Sadly, it definitely did not look like it was going to survive anything.
New.
Like, once again, the stiff breeze problem is striking again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked very, very flimsy. Even if it was a very interesting idea for how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just not a lot to say, really. No real weapons, skeletons, only a small handful of animatronics.
A few cool projection lights we hadn't seen before.
But... Yeah, they did have a few unique projection lights, and like I said, the inflatable selection was pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, other than like the outdoor stuff, which they didn't have like a lot of strand lights either.
No.
They just had projection lights. They had, like I said,
they were still setting up and we need to go back.
Maybe, but we've been back once or twice since, and I didn't see anything like that there.
No.
Anyways, sad to say, it was cool. Thank you for getting up so early and for helping put us in the mood. And I did like the inflatable tunnel they had. The tunnel,
Yeah.
It was like a creature eating.
Yeah.
It looked pretty cool. I mean, it's cool as an inflatable is going to look.
Yeah.
But, you know. Still. Okay, Walmart. Let's move on. Walmart. Historically, Walmart and / Sam's Club here to a degree, because we don't have a Sam's Club membership anymore.
Right.
We did for a while, but I don't think we do anymore.
No.
But Walmart has been our go-to for strand lights.
Right.
Probably coming to an end.
Yeah, well, and it's been decreasing its selection since last year.
Since 2 or 3 years ago, you should say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But last year it was pretty dismal. This year it's even worse.
Yeah. The Halloween section just wasn't big.
No.
It was only like three or four aisles. Most of it was costumes, and most of it specifically was children's costumes.
Right.
And it was the fairly standard fair licensed stuff. You know what I mean? Like either characters from movies or fairies and wizards and stuff like that. It was just basic stuff. It wasn't anything super special. And the lights they did have, though, I gotta say, they did have the best prices. The projection bulbs they did have,
right,
best prices hands down, even better than Home Depot's.
Yeah.
But the selection was just so limited. Like, Home Depot had dozens of styles of projection bulbs.
Right.
I think Walmart's had, like, six.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know? Yeah. So if they have what you want, you in luck.
Yeah.
If they don't have what you love, the odds were against you to begin with. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I did love their spooky luggage tags, though. But yeah, if we were checking bags, I would consider getting one.
Yeah. Well, you know, we could still get them and use them on, like, the lock bag.
Yeah.
Or something.
But still, the point remains, they had, other than that, they didn't have a lot. This was probably my biggest disappointment.
Well, yeah.
We've been waiting for the Walmart Halloween section to come out to do this podcast.
Right.
We'd been to all the others, like, earlier in the month.
Yeah.
And like, we're holding out because we want to talk about Walmart. Walmart and Target, actually, was the other one. Get to Walmart, and it just...
Yeah. Yes, I was looking forward to finding the little unicorn skeleton earrings that I saw people posting, and ours doesn't have them.
We haven't been able to find them. We checked two or three Walmarts now.
Like, really? They had some other cool ones that I bought. You know, I can be four eyes with little eyeball earrings, but...
Yeah, and they had the bat earrings and things, and things like that that were pretty cool, but yeah, not the ones you wanted. All right, Target. The other big retail chain. They were still setting up theirs when we went.
Mm-hmm.
They had some gaps.
Right.
But it's obvious they are inching closer to a more Martha Stewart Halloween thing.
Yeah.
That being said, it was still pretty fun.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, I mean, I usually, like, bitch and moan about Martha Stewart Halloween. Yeah, they're getting too, you know, kitschy and blah, blah, blah. I want my blood and guts and horror in my Halloween. And
yeah.
They're doing goofy and silly, but it was still fun.
Yeah.
So, I didn't hate it at the very, very least. Mm-hmm. They had some fun tabletop props. I liked the radio, the evil radio.
Yeah.
I know, look, it's different. Like Lowe's had the old-timey radio.
Right.
With effects. This is, like, a more modern radio with, like, a monster face on it. And it's really fun.
A boombox.
It's like more like a boombox, though. Yeah, thank you. Well, 80s kids will understand.
Yeah.
The rest of the younger types might be a little confused by that. I am very curious about the grandfather clock one they had.
Me too.
It was not on display.
Yeah.
The box looked cool, but you know how that one goes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've been watching Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace, for Halloween stuff and for grandfather clocks, actually. And we can get an actual grandfather clock for about $30.
Yeah.
So.
Not a surprise, considering. Yeah.
Then we could just put our own skeleton up.
Exactly. Time is fleeting.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, but anyways. But I think my favorite thing there, even though we didn't buy it, was their neon lights and basically their light section was really, really big.
Yeah.
And they had some really cool indoor lights. They had some neon lights and some infinity mirror lights that were just very unique and very fun.
Right. I like the bat.
The bat was really cool. I don't know if I would use it in my house, but if I were a younger lad,
mm-hmm.
I think it'd go well in my bedroom, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, I think it'd be kind of cool. They also had a really good skeleton selection, and one of the purchases we did make was they have a 6-foot-tall snake skeleton.
Right.
For $15.
Yes. I also bought a dragon skull candy bowl with flame light inside of it for $15.
Yeah. So they have skulls and skeletons of a wide variety at very good price, actually. They didn't have... I don't think they had the pose and stay.
I think they... I'm not sure. I thought
they... can't recall. They didn't have a lot of them if they did.
No.
And obviously we weren't blown away by the price if they did, but...
Yeah. But still, I think it wasn't, you know, Home Depot price.
They had a lot of really, really very unique skeletons there.
Right.
At very, very good prices.
Yeah.
They also had some exclusive projection lights.
Yeah. Their lights are where we go to buy lights for the past few years.
Yeah, they've increasingly become that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a little kitschy, a little Martha Stewart-y, but it's still mm-hmm. got some great stuff. Okay, At Home.
At Home. They actually put out their stuff in August.
They have it pretty much year-round. You can almost always go there and get Halloween.
You can get something, but it's going to be the leftovers from the year before. But their new stuff was put out in August.
Fair enough.
And there were some things there for the home and office that you aren't going to see anywhere else. There were also, like, a black unicorn skeleton with oil slick horns. They also mm-hmm. had oil slick skeleton skulls and things like that. They did have a good price on their posable skeletons. That I think they were in the 35 to 40. So less than like Michael's or other places. No. They also had a fairly big outdoor selection, but nothing that we would use. So it's not standing out as memorable in my head.
Yeah, they had like the standard gates and the fence pieces and all that and things like that. And we actually looked at some of the fence pieces because the prices were pretty good. And we thought we might be able to use them somewhere, but we didn't come up with anything.
Well, and the thing is that fence pieces are so easy to make that it's just cheaper to make them.
But one thing I will say I liked about At Home was they didn't sell a lot of plastic stuff.
Right.
This is like ceramic and metal stuff. This is beating people over the head with stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's stuff that you're not going to see at the other stores.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's unique to them, and it's really heavy quality stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and my advice there, honestly, with At Home, is they keep the display up longer, too.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, our At Home is, like, way the hell out in BFE from where we're at.
Yeah.
It's a very special trip if we're going to go to At Home. Mm-hmm. Like, so we went in August. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's you know, my advice is to go outside of the scope of normal season, basically. Yeah. Because it'll be there. Yeah. And most of the stuff will be there.
Yeah, and they don't do really after Halloween sales because they do keep it in the store most of the year.
They just basically leave it there.
Yeah.
All right. So, Big Lots. We got two more to do and about 10 minutes to do it. I think we can manage this.
Go.
Big Lots, Skeleton Central.
Yes.
That's really what you need to know. They got human skeletons, they got animal skeletons, they got dragon skeletons, they got skeletons of all shapes and all sizes.
Yes.
They got big skeletons, they got little skeletons, they got skeletons of every kind.
They got fish tanks full of skeletons.
Exactly. It's crazy. They've got all kinds of skeletons, including the very famous, you've seen on Haunters groups everywhere, the dragon skeleton.
Right.
And all in all, very good prices, too, on them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't complain. They also have a good selection of tabletop props. It's the same selection from last year, the best I can recall.
Right.
The books that slide off the shelf, the movie projector that we still have and have used in our haunt, radio, TV, things like that. They also had a decent selection of surprisingly good larger props and animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the light selection, that is less good. They have a few light strands and random bits and bobs, but... And then that's the problem with Big Lots. It's like, okay, I really liked this rope light I saw. I need 80 feet of it to do a job. They've only got two strands of 10 feet.
Yeah.
They never have enough to do any goddamn thing with.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So it's like, argh! It's like, even when they do have a light you want, you can't do anything with it. You have to leave it. So that's frustrating enough. But yeah, I mean, if you need skeletons or tabletop props, good place to shop.
Yeah.
If you need lighting, less so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also don't expect much horror or scary there.
Yeah. They did have a really cool, like, pirate chest looking thing.
Oh, yeah,
that rolled around on the ground.
God, yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, because we weren't expecting
it. Yeah, and it actually startled me because the damn thing jumped right off the
shelf.
It's like, what's this thing on the bottom shelf here? I go in and push a little button. It's like, boom!
Yeah.
Jesus! God damn it!
Is it supposed to do that?
It's holy shit, did I break it? You know?
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So be mindful. The shelf jumps. The chest jumps. Yeah. Be careful with that one.
It rolls around.
It's a bit suicidal.
Yeah.
All right. And the last one is Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
Another disappointment.
Yeah.
Historically, Walgreens has been kind of a fun place. We never really bought much serious there. The one thing we've done that was serious there is whenever the after Halloween sales hit, they tend to like start out discounting 25%, then 50%, but then eventually you can hit like 75% and 85%
yeah.
and even 90%. And I remember once when they hit the 75% mark, mm-hmm. we went to like every Walgreens in the tri-state area. And there's no tri-state area. But with all the Walgreens in the area trying to find the skeletons. And we ended up buying like a dozen of them for about $15 each.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
That's the best price we've ever gotten on those Pose and Stay skeletons, hands right. down.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've typically found at least a few neat or fun things at Walgreens, but this year it did not.
Yeah, usually they have really good hair accessories for me.
Yeah.
But they didn't even have that this year.
They had really good hair accessories. They would usually have a couple interesting outdoor props.
Right.
That you can make use of.
Some interesting lights occasionally.
Yeah. And
It was basically a mixed bag of you don't know what you're going to find there.
Yeah. This year what you're going to find is not a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
The Pose and Stay skeletons are silly expensive. Decor was limited. The exception was the Nightmare Before Christmas stuff.
Right.
They had some really cool stuff related to that. They had a couple of music boxes and things. And I mean, I love that film. So, yeah, I'm drooling over those.
Yeah.
But
those never go on sale.
Those never, ever, 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 ever go on sale. I don't know how. It's like the Halloween's like 90% off. It's a little asterisk there. Except Nightmare Before Christmas stuff. I'm like, screw you.
Exactly.
Screw you and your asterisks.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, and by the way, if you're into the movie too, Spirit has the large, life-size Jack and Sally. You can
right, that are pretty cool.
They're pretty cool looking, and they actually do look really good. Mm. Yeah, but there just wasn't much talk about at Walgreens.
No, they were still putting stuff out, yeah. So maybe they'll get something interesting.
But... And I should add, we could almost add a / CVS here.
Yeah.
CVS is pretty much in the same boat on most of this, except
I don't know.
CVS doesn't have the skeletons.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. The CVS nearest to us never has a good Halloween selection, but whenever we would make the trips up to Illinois, their CVS was awesome. They had like giant props and stuff for outdoors. We bought some of them. And nothing here.
We've actually seen multiple CVSs near us, and they've all had terrible Halloween select sections.
I know. It's usually I can't even find it. It's so small.
It's like the poetry section at a bookstore.
Yeah.
Boom. Mic drop to all the poets out there. Oh, yeah. Spitting fire.
Especially gothic poets, right?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, I'm hoping that this is just, they're still setting up, but it looked like they'd build the area to me.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
Hadn't filled it very well.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so all in all, pretty garbage. So yeah, honestly, the places I'm excited about this year, Home Depot again, as usual, is probably the head honcho there. Big Lots has a lot of cool stuff. Target is doing some pretty neat things.
Yeah.
Spirit with the displays and the sale of those is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, everything is just pretty standard for Spirit. We'll probably go back November 1st and buy some stuff, but...
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. We may. We'll see. But yeah. All in all, that's the retail landscape, at least in our area.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you want to add?
Just invite everybody, if you've got some interesting stores that you know about that we should check out.
Let us know.
Especially whenever we travel.
Yeah, let us know. HauntWeekly.com, HauntWeekly on Twitter and Facebook. Let us know. We'd love to hear if you have different experiences, if your Walgreens is completely baller.
Yeah.
Let us know. I'd be dying to hear that, actually. I'd like to know where the killer Walgreens and CVSs are.
Yeah, because I know that a lot of us build our own props, and we do too. But if you are shopping for things, where do you get them?
Yeah.
We want to know.
And also, I mean, here's the thing, is even if you build your own props, you got to get your inspiration.
Yeah, I know.
You got to get inspiration.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Hey, you know what, though? To me, the reason to love the retail Halloween, more than anything... It's because it gets you excited.
Yeah.
It gets the energy and the hype up.
It does. It's not just you looking at your stuff that you're building and it's so far away.
Yeah, 9.5 months out of the year, we're weirdos thinking about all this haunted house stuff like 24/7, 365. Yeah. But for a precious 2.5 months or so per year, depending upon how long you consider the season, we get to be normal.
I don't want to be normal.
Maybe not normal. I might be strong.
Yeah.
But there are other people joining us.
Well, we're not looked at as weird for looking at all the things. How's that?
Fair enough. Well, just a reminder, once again, check out Lost... Lost the Domain. My notes jumped on me. LostSoulsChicago.com to buy your tickets for the Lost Souls bus tour. Mm-hmm. We'll be there October 5th and 6th. Come meet us and hang out with us.
Yeah.
And until next time, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this was Haunt Weekly, episode number 146, Halloween Retail 2018. We will see you guys next time.